News release. Niagara Regional Police Service. January 27. Niagara Regional Police 5 District Fort Erie detectives investigating the telephone threats to 3 local elementary schools that occurred this week identified 2 suspects. The investigation further determined that the same suspects were involved in the incidents at Stevensville Public School, Jan. 24, Garrison Road Public School, Jan. 24, and John Brandt Public School, Jan. 26. On Jan. 27, detectives arrested both suspects. 2 15-year-old males from Fort Erie have been arrested and each charged with the criminal offenses of utter threats, 3 counts, sec. 264.1, 1, a, cc. False message, 3 counts, sec. 372, 1, cc. Public mischief, 3 counts, sec. 140, 1, c, cc. The 2 males are being held in custody for video bail hearings that will occur on January 28, 2023, at the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse in St. Catharines. The Youth Criminal Justice Act of Canada prohibits the Niagara Regional Police Service from identifying young persons charged with a crime. The Niagara Regional Police would like to thank the community of Fort Erie for their patience and cooperation as we investigated these incidents this week. We would like to also acknowledge the cooperation of the staff of the affected schools and the senior management of the District School Board of Niagara, DSBN. As a result of the investigation, detectives do not believe there is an ongoing safety concern related to these incidents. We are committed to the belief that schools must remain a safe place for our children, their educators, and the support staff. The investigation remains ongoing by 5 District Fort Erie detectives. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to call 905-688-4111, option 3, extension 1022300. January 26. Niagara Regional Police detectives are investigating a bomb threat to a Fort Erie public school. On January 26, 2023, at 10:33 a.m. the Niagara Regional Police Service Communications Unit was contacted by school staff from John Brandt Public School in Fort Erie. The school had received a bomb threat by telephone. The school implemented a shelter-in-place safety procedure out of an abundance of caution. 5 district uniform officers, detectives and officers from the Traffic Enforcement Unit attended the school on Ridge Road North. Officers cleared the school for safety. At 12:06 p.m., working with school staff and District School Board of Niagara, senior management safety procedures were lifted. There will be an increased police presence in the area. Ridge Road North had been closed and has since been reopened. The investigation remains ongoing by 5 District Fort Erie detectives. There have been no arrests and the identity of the suspect remains unknown. John Brandt Public School staff and senior management from the District School Board of Niagara are assisting detectives. Detectives are also actively investigating a telephone gun violence threat to Garrison Road Public School that occurred on January 24, 2023, in Fort Erie. Detectives recognize there are similarities between these incidents and are investigating to determine what links there may be. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to call 905-688-4111, option 3, extension 1022300. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information which leads to an arrest. Click here for Crime Stoppers online.